Hey, Giants fans, this is Brandon London coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, the home of the Giants' Week 4 opponent, the Vikings. Now, Minneapolis has a lot to offer. Not only was it home to Prince, the man who made purple famous, rest in peace, sir, but there's so much Mother Nature to take in. You can visit beautiful places like Minnehaha Falls or Lake Calhoun. And of course, there's the Mall of America, the largest mall in the United States, which was actually built on the original site of the Vikings' first home, Metropolitan Stadium. Minnesota came into the league as an expansion team in the early 1960s. The Vikings' franchise quarterback in those early days was scrambling Fran Tarkenton, and he gave the Giants fits in their first couple of matchups. These two franchises would forever be linked when a blockbuster trade sent Tarkenton to the Giants in 1967. In the early 80s, the Vikings moved into their second home, the Metrodome, which was the site of Phil Simms' famous completion to Bobby Johnson on 4th and 17 en route to the Giants capturing their first Super Bowl in 1986. This just so happened to be Big Blue's first ever victory in the North Star State. And who can forget the Metrodome roof collapsing in 2010 from a brutal snowstorm just one day before the Giants were supposed to come to town. That game ended up being played in Detroit at Ford Field, where Big Blue was victorious 21-3. It was clear Minnesota was in need of an upgrade, and that's exactly what they did when they unveiled their brand new state-of-the-art U.S. Bank Stadium for the 2016 season. Well, how long you've been a Viking fan?
My whole life.
Your entire life. So what do you think of this brand new state-of-the-art palace?
It's fantastic, and I mean these doors are unbelievable when they open up.
And the Viking staff has been gracious enough to let me take a look around, so let's go check it out. This is amazing, man. Look at all these Hall of Famers. Chris Carter, CC, I learned how to be a receiver from him. John Randall, I learned how to talk trash from him. Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant. And this is the locker room. Chris Dolman's picture up there. Man, I mean, the Vikings have had their fair share of great quarterbacks to play here. I mean, you can see scrambling Fran, Dante Culpepper, Brett Favre for a little bit, Randall Cunningham, and now they have a familiar foe to the New York Giants, good old Sam Bradford. What are you guys' thoughts on the Giants coming to town on a Monday Night Football game?
If you're not on your top game, you will be on your bottom when you get here Monday.
Okay, well, luckily for the New York Giants, we're always on top of our game.
Hey, thanks. You better be.
Man, this stadium is incredible. I can see why Viking fans are so excited about the 2016 season. Once that big Viking just comes running out of the tunnel, I hear this place gets so loud. But enough about football. I'm hungry. Minnesota, what's there to eat around this place? Yes, I did. Now, I've heard a lot about this, so what should I expect?
It's a cheeseburger, but the cheese is on the inside and turns into like a molten lava. You just want to be really careful. They can spray if you squeeze them.
Okay.
Just take a small bite.
And here goes the moment of truth. Ooh, that's hot. She wasn't lying about the molten lava. But this is good. When you're in Minneapolis, you have to try the Juicy Lucy.